All right. Welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Today's theme, it's a good punch for us. The title is Be a First Responder. And again, this thought, this devotion is from Cultivating a Mission-Focused Life by Gayla Condon with a book called Disrupted. And it convicted my heart years ago, and I pray it does yours today as well, and that it motivates you for more of Christ in your life. Well, an angel of the Lord appeared to Philip, one of Jesus' disciples, and told him to go down the desert road from Jerusalem to Gaza. On his way, he came upon an Ethiopian who was sitting in his chariot on the side of the road, reading from the book of Isaiah. This was no chance encounter. And the Acts book, chapter 8, 26 through 40 account, we find Philip asking the Ethiopian if he understood what he was reading. The man said he didn't. So Philip joined him in the chariot and shared with him the gospel of Jesus. Church, who was the last person that you shared the gospel of Jesus with who had no idea what the gospel was? Great question, right? Well, here's the best part of the story. As the chariot was moving along the desert road with the Ethiopian and Philip on board, it came to a body of water. Because of what the man had just heard, he asked the chariot be pulled over so he could be baptized right then and there. He didn't ask to go home so that he could think about what he had heard. He responded immediately. Well, one of America's most respected correspondents, Jim Wooten, is the author of the book, We Are All the Same, the story of a young South African boy whom Nelson Mandela called an icon of the struggle for life. Nkosi Johnson was his name, and his life was too short. And yet the impact of his 12 years was so well known that his obituary made the front page of newspapers all over the world in 2001. Originally given only a few years to live as a result of being infected with the HIV virus in his mother's womb, this little Zulu boy defied the odds. And by the time he was 8 years old, he had lived longer than any child born with HIV in all of Africa. I never had the privilege of meeting Nkosi Johnson. But Gail goes on to say, but I've met the woman from that book who believes she had to respond to the three-year-old boy who had been courageously brought to her AIDS hospice home by his mother, Daphne. Gail Johnson took Nkosi in and raised him as her own. And together, they confronted HIV/AIDS in South Africa. Recently, Gail found a brochure in her files that was over 20 years old. It concerned a ministry committed to those affected by AIDS. This group of Christians confronted the church with what they believed to be a failure in reaching out to those who were living with HIV/AIDS because of fear, ignorance, and critical judgment. This is bigger than just the AIDS issue. It's any issue that we Christians don't know how to deal with. In 1988, a long time ago now, Tony Campola wrote a book about this very thing. It was called 20 Hot Potatoes Christians Are Afraid to Touch. What are those hot potatoes today? We need that book. But in his book, he discussed abortion, homosexuality, and women in leadership, to name a few of the hot potatoes. They are issues that we are still dealing with today. And Tony addressed those head on. Well, in the summer of 2012, Gail joined women from 5 different countries to visit Nkosi's Haven in South Africa. They met a mother who had traveled from Zimbabwe to bring her son to be cared for at this facility. She spoke of how warm her heart was to see so many women holding and kissing the children. You could tell that this mother was touched by the women, helping to tear down the stigma associated with AIDS by the love that was shown that day to the moms and their babies. We've a ways to go in dealing with this issue, but I believe that we've come a long way. It was evident that day at Nkosi's Haven. Well, many years ago, the Ethiopian on the side of the road was compelled to respond once he heard the gospel of Jesus. Gail Johnson responded by changing the face of HIV/AIDS on the continent of Africa. As followers of Jesus, we too must respond to the needs that we see around us. So a few questions for inspiration and motivation to disrupt us today. Why does it seem that the church takes so long to respond to an issue that Jesus would and did perhaps respond to immediately? Why does it seem to take us so long to something that Jesus would just jump right into? Why do we often have to wait for an issue like AIDS to affect us personally before we respond? And number three, what would motivate you personally to respond to these kinds of needs around you? Now commit to be a person who follows the example of Jesus by responding quickly. And here's a few suggestions to help you. Ask yourself what your most distasteful or feared issue is. Then go volunteer to help those who are affected. Also, think about something that's happening in our culture that you believe the church should respond to. Be bold by stepping out and educating yourself on that issue. And then do something tangible and find a way to support that cause. And finally, commit to raising awareness in those around you. And make that promise. Say, Lord, this month I commit to be a first responder. Yes, Lord, this month I commit to be a first responder. May we all do the same. All right, stay motivated. Good day.